First, a special welcome back to any students who moved back in this last week. Hope you had a smooth move. And I'm Father Mitchell Baer. I'm Father Andrew's replacement. Here I am. You got me now. This is my first college experience, so I've been fascinated by what's happening next door over the last week with sorority recruitment. I had mass late last night with a bunch of the sorority girls, and I got quite the education about what's going on this week over there. And it was fun to have. I've been sitting here twiddling my thumbs for the last month and a half waiting for you all to come back, so I'm glad the students are getting here. But last night at this mass, I looked at the readings beforehand, and I thought, oh, this is perfect. There's this great line at the end of the gospel. Jesus says, "Oh, woman, great is your faith." And I thought, this is perfect. All the girls are gathered here. We can all, you know, reflect on this together. And then it kind of dawned on me, like, there's a lot to get through in the gospel before you get to this really kind of nice affirmation, right? If you paid attention, you know what I'm talking about. I'll give you the recap, right? Jesus, he goes out of the land of Israel, and he's going to the Canaanite territory, and this woman comes up to him and basically is begging him, "Jesus, my daughter, she's tormented. She needs healing and help and do something." She's probably heard about Jesus' power to work miracles, and so she's desperate. And what is Jesus' response? He kind of ignores her. Right? The line literally is, Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. And what does she do? She's persistent, right? She keeps coming after him, and she's wanting her miracle. And after more of her asking for it, Jesus says, "Look, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the people of Israel." Basically, like, back off. And that still doesn't deter her. She still presses. And then Jesus comes up with what is basically sounds like this insult, right? He kind of like calls her a dog. It's not right for the food to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. What's going on here? This is not the kind, loving, welcoming Jesus that you and I are used to. But there's something, I think, real about this interchange that they're having. How many of us in our relationship with Jesus have to suffer through some silence from God every now and again? When our prayer gets dry or we're not hearing anything from God, that's a real experience I think all of us share. Or even sometimes in relationship with God, we're asking for something. We're putting this desire before God. "God, I want this. I need this. Help me in this situation or understand this problem that I have." And maybe we get the opposite in response. And it almost feels like a slap in the face from God sometimes. That's a pretty real experience in our own faith as well. So what's going on here? I think sometimes fighting against resistance sharpens our faith. And like any good teacher, Jesus knows this, right? If you think back to your grade school or your high school teachers, you probably remember the ones that you had tons of fun with that were really funny and that you just laughed a lot in their class. And then you probably also remember the ones who were the disciplinarians, who were stern and harsh and set some pretty strict, high expectations. And then you probably forgot everybody else in between, right? The harsh teachers a lot of times are the ones we remember. My sophomore year of high school, I took AP European History, and my teacher, she was laying down the law, right? She taught me how to take notes. I still remember I still use to this day the note-taking system. She forced us to take handwritten notes, and we had to use first a bullet point, and then you'd indent to a little arrow, and then you'd indent to a hash mark, and then you'd indent to a star. And she'd take the notes at the end of every class and review them and make sure we were doing exactly the process that she wanted us to do to take notes. And like I said, to this day, I still take notes that way. And I like to say I'm a pretty good note taker because of her, right? There's a quote from Maya Angelou. "You want me to do something? Tell me I can't do it." Right? It's this mentality, kind of that classic athlete mentality where if, you know, the football team's on the losing end of the game and they're getting into the fourth quarter and coach is trying to really fire up the players and, all right, get out there on the field and I bet you can't do this. And what does that do to the player? It brings out this no, I'm going to prove coach wrong, right? I'm going to get out there and I'm going to get that touchdown, get that tackle. Again, there's that fighting against the resistance sometimes draws out the growth, the ability, the trust, whatever it is that we need in that moment. And so, yeah, sometimes God resists us in order to grow our faith. Could be any number of things. With this woman, who knows what was going on, right? Perhaps Jesus looked at her and saw, yeah, you've got faith, but it's not strong enough yet. I want it to be even more ironclad. And so this exchange is going to draw that out. Or maybe sometimes your faith wasn't rooted in the right thing. Sometimes if we're honest, right, we maybe check the box going to church because, well, everybody's going to see that I'm the churchgoer, you know, and I'm doing it for maybe the wrong motivation. But we're honest, sometimes I go to church because, well, it makes me feel good about myself. It's a fine motivation. It's not the best. And so Jesus wants to sometimes sharpen that. It's kind of like if you've got a blade and you're sharpening this blade, you've got that stone wheel running and you got to lean in. And that tension, that resistance is what refines and sharpens the blade so it can cut precisely, strongly. Maybe sometimes, a lot of times, we need to be purified of seeking the gifts of God rather than God himself. Here's this woman, she's seeking after this healing, which is at the end of the day a gift of the Lord. For you and I, maybe sometimes if I'm honest with myself, I just want the fix. I want the comfort. I want the enjoyment. I want it to just be figured out. And when we're living in that place, when God gives the fix, I'm at risk of receiving it, praising him, and then leaving him behind. And what God's really after is fulfilling what you and I really actually want. What's the deepest desire of every human heart? It's to know and be known. To love and be loved, to be in relationship with those around us, in loving connection and communion. And so, yeah, God's willing to push against our desires a little bit, to remind us of what you and I want most, which is him and his love. And so this resistance God gives to the Canaanite woman, there's this great little quippy response that she has at the end of the exchange, right? Jesus says, it's not good to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. And I imagine it almost without skipping a beat, she's like, all right, well, I'll play your game. Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. She's hung in there with him. She's wrestled with God a little bit. And what does that draw out of the heart of Jesus? a woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. It's the trial and testing that sharpens and purifies our faith and our trust in God. There was this great line last night for the girls that I was with in the first reading. It ends with, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." I told these girls, wouldn't it be awesome if your sorority was known as the prayerful sorority? As the one where all the girls were in Bible studies. And yeah, that's true for those girls, but for each of us, wouldn't it be great if your family, your community, your school, your classroom, your company was known as the prayerful one? If we're going to get there, if we're going to build that, which we are, we're in it. God is doing great things here. But if we're going to keep that going, that starts right here. Letting each of our hearts turn more toward the Lord. Persevere in faith. Hang in there with God. Sometimes we've got to wrestle with him. Sometimes he lets those trials, that resistance come up to us so that our faith might be sharpened and perfected. Build on the strong foundation of relationship with Jesus and his love.